Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Driving buzzed or high is illegal. Just call a sober ride. If you feel different, you drive different.
Missouri Net News. I'm Alisa Nelson. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri is launching this weekend a campaign aimed at getting rid of Missouri's new abortion restrictions. The group will be in six cities on Sunday: Columbia, Kansas City, St. Louis, Kirksville, Springfield, and St. Charles. The ACLU is trying to get 100,000 signatures by August 28th and get them validated to let voters decide on an eight-week abortion ban law. A man reportedly waving a gun is dead, and a Southern Missouri officer has been injured in a shooting today. Springfield television station KYTV reports a Wright County deputy was shot in the leg during the confrontation. An investigation has been opened to find out what led to the shooting. A Missouri congresswoman whose district includes Fort Leonard Wood and Whiteman Air Force Base is pleased with President Trump's visit to North Korea, saying she hopes it will bear much fruit. Harrisonville Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler tells Missouri Net denuclearization is critical for North Korea leader Kim Jong-un.
He has a great opportunity to make his country strong and great, but if he continues to go down the road of this nuclear path, it won't happen.
The North Korean dictator has backed down from his threats of nuclear war because of the president's interactions. Emergency repair work is planned to begin soon on two Northwest Missouri levees heavily damaged by major flooding this spring. A U.S. Army Corps of Engineers official says damage to the levees along Mill Creek and the Big Tarkio River have caused real problems in Northwest Missouri from Corning to Craig. Any repairs made this year will be temporary. A Northwest Missouri group is digging through more than 100 World War I minority military member records to see if they were given the appropriate medals. A New York University professor says a well-documented effort shows senior white officers back then put down the performance of black soldiers. Park University students in Northwest Missouri's Parkville and their history professor, Timothy Westcott, tells CBS they are trying to right what they see as a wrong.
We're going to fix it with the best forensics and genealogical and historical research that we can possibly do.
Bipartisan federal legislation being considered would require the U.S. Defense Department to do a system-wide review of potential Medal of Honor candidates identified. And a $500 Crime Stoppers reward is being offered to help catch a mid-Missouri man suspected in a 2015 murder case. A search is underway for 58-year-old Sandy Gillespie of Jefferson City. This is Missouri Net.